Lamechesim Beis, halfway down the page, approximately, a little less than that. Bishlama Rabbi Kiva the Masisa. More than that, we have two versions. We have Chogas Tanoim, what Rabbi Kiva's sheet is. Rabbi Yosef Lili says that once she's been East Arsa, and then she's subsequently divorced, and somebody's ma'anas her, she's still a Nara. The halacha is, so she pay that she doesn't get a kanas anymore. Rabbi Kiva says she does get a kanas. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says that the kanas goes to her. Rabbi Kiva the Brisa says the kanas goes to the father. So we show Rabbi Kiva the Masnisin. So we say that the purpose of Rabbi Kiva said before, the purpose of the pasuk says Nara Psula Ashel Oirosa. So Ashel Oirosa, according to Rabbi Kiva, Nara means excludes a girl who's a begaris. Psula excludes a girl who's a beula. Ashel Oirosa doesn't exclude the gamri. But it does exclude it to the point that it goes from the instead of going to the father, it goes to her. According to Rekiva of the Braisa, what's happening is Nara excludes Nara Begeris. Sula excludes Nara Bula. Shila Arasa means nothing. Its purpose is to be Xerah Shava, to teach me the halacha tumafata. It means, but for over here, whether she's a rosa or not doesn't make a difference. So it comes out the gzeira shava is totally undoing the pshat and the pasuk. The pasuk is describing what type of girl it is. So according to Rekiva, that's true, because the case of the pasuk, according to Rekiva of the Mishnah, that's true, because the pasuk is saying to give it to the father, you must meet three criteria. According to Rabbi Kiva of the Braisa, that it goes to the father, even so. So there's only two criteria that you have to be met. The third one is not necessary. So what do the words mean? They're there for Xerishav or something else. So, but the simple shot in the pasuk is coming to give me a criteria on the girl. So according to Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah, the Xerishav is not being used on Dupshat, the Pasuk shot in the pasuk. Hello, the Rebbe Kiva the Braisa, the Rebbe Kiva the Braisa, so Asik Zerah Shavu, Umafke Mipashte the Gamri. It's the Pasik, due to the Zerah Shavu, is totally being undone. The Pshuta of the Pasik is telling me that there's a requirement of a Shelah Rosa. And the Zerah Shavu is saying, no, it's not what it's for, it's not, there's no such requirements. Okay, so what's shot in the pasuk? So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Kribe. So that's not acceptable. That the Gzeirah Shavah should do that. So Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Karibe Asher Loi Arusa. Arusa means she had been an arusa. Arusa means she presently is an arusa. So the point of the pasuk, the pshuta of the pasuk, is telling me yes, this girl cannot be an arusa right now. The Chiyav Kenas is not by an arusa. The Gemara says, yeah, because Shkoyach, because Arusa Baskili. What was the why would you think that there's Kanaz? She's still married. So there's a Chiyav Misa, and it's an Amara, so the Chiyav Misa is Skila. So of course you don't pay Kanaz. The Gemara says, no. So Chodat Techamino, Hoyal Bechidishu, Shechitcha Tera Bechanaz, Avogav Demikto, Mashalim. I would think that it's possible to pay Kanaz under these circumstances. Even though she's chayav misa, she still be chayav kanas. Therefore, the pasuk says no. Ashel lo arusa, she's not an arusa, and she's not an arusa. Then there's a kanas. If she is an arusa, there's no kanas. Okay. So Something more ularaba the Omar Kiddush or Shechitcha Torah Beknas. Avogav the Mikdum Mashalim. According to Rabbah, it says, well, if there would be intrinsically a chi of kanas, there actually would be a chi of kanas. Because he holds that there's no din of kimle b'rabbi minei by kanas. Since kanas is unique and special, the Torah is willing to have the person receive the... even though a person's getting a chiyav misa, the person can still pay kanas as well. The rabbi said in Remeir, okay, in Remeir Shita. So according to rabbi, in Remeir, so what are you going to say over there? Mekla Meimer, several lo kir b'kiva the masisin. So he'll learn the pshat and the pasuk like b'kiva of the Mishnah. I'm not clear exactly what the question of the Gemara is. Because... we're saying, according to Bekiva of the Braisa, she has to be an Nara, she has to be a Psula, she doesn't have to be once upon a time not married, even if she was married once upon a time, Erisin, there still is a Kanas. The Pasuk says, Ashelaya Rasa means that it's only if she's not a Rasa, so it means a Rusa. So the Morris, if it means a Rusa, so what's the Pasuk telling me? So what the Morris question is, obviously, there's no chiyuv to pay because kim rabbinay. The more says, no, there is a chiddush, right? That because I would think that it's a kanas and it's unique and you should pay. Kamash on the pasuk that you don't pay. The more says, according to rabbi, what are you going to do with the? I mean, what's according to rabbi? That's you're right. In logic, you should pay, but this is the unique requirement over here that the pasuk says a share loy arusa, you don't pay. So the Morris seems to be similar according to the Rabbah that you couldn't make such a drush, and if a leave of the emes the Rabbah holds by kanas, you do pay. So the fact that she's an arusa, if the fact that she was a rasa doesn't relieve her from the chiyuv. The fact that she's presently a rusa can't relieve her either. Right? That's the Morris assuming in Rabbah. Why not? Maybe that is the gzeres akosiv to tell me that that's so. But the Morris seems to assume that that's not an option. I'm not sure why that's true. So Morris says, according to Rabbi, you're forced to say, he has to look at Rekiba, he has to understand that the correct pattern of Rekiba is like Rekiba of the Mishnah.
The Mishnah?
Yeah. That the Kanas goes to the girl. Sukrashi. L'asik zeh reshava umafka l'kromi pashal l'gamri. It's halfway down the page. Because so the also pashto the pshat in the pasuk is lashvin and nahar rusa, there is the pasuk is excluding dafka nara, it's only if it's a nara and a psula and loya rusa, then it goes to the father. Had it been a nara psula, which is a rusa, and now it's not a rusa anymore, which is divorced, but she's that then it would go to her. So the pasuk is correct. The pshuta of the pasuk tell me the harusa laatzma b'chadav tivar lefnuye. So now how can you make an gzeres shava? Mean you need the pasuk. So you have to say one of them is extra. Inami lemufli, or even if you tell me that it comes out neither of the psukim are extra in the gzeres shava. The whole advantage of having gzeres shava, which is mufna, means one of the psukim is extra, is in case you have any questions. But like lemi frichmini, there's no questions. We don't have any questions. So we would be able to learn out one from the other with the Gzeres Shavah, even if neither one is extra. Neither words for the Gzeres Shavah are extra. El Rebekiva the Braisa, which means that the father gets the Knas anyway. And the purpose of the Pasuk is to write these words, to have the three words here correspond to the three words over there by the case of Mefata, learn out from Mefata, from Arusa, and back and forth. But the Pasuk doesn't read like that. Other Rekiva the Braisa, but he asks Gzeres Shavah Mafka the Bepashat the Gamrei. Can Gzeres Shavah totally undo the pshat in the pasuk? Ludarish Pashta means come to the current Rekiva. You're not halachically applying the simple words of the pasuk. Dashila Erosa Klau. You're not applying it at all. Mashu Erosa Kalu Erosa. And the halach is had she been a rooster once upon a time or not? Doesn't make any difference at all. You're totally being oiker, uprooting the pshat in the pasuk, which doesn't make any sense. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, "Kerbe bepashte asher loy arusa." The purpose of the pasuk is not to exclude a woman who had been an arusa once upon a time, who's presently unmarried, but rather it's coming to exclude a woman who's married right now. The Gemara says, if she's married now, baskili, if she's a chiyav misa, so of course there's no chiyav to pay. That's the din of lo yosin of kimelei b'rabimene. The Gemara says, no, I think kanas is different. I think I'm just copying the Gemara's kasha. So, comes out Rashi is saying like this: we have a pasuk. Let's say according to the not according to the Rabbah. What's the Gemara saying? Rav Nachman Yitzchak is saying like this: so we have a pasuk lo yosin the kim leibur abimene. When there's a case of misa and momen, kim leibur abimene. We have a pasuk over here. Well, there's misa and kanas kim leibur abimene. So now there's no reason to stop there and say that anywhere else in the Torah is any different. So these will be the primary sources to anywhere in the Torah that by misa and momen kim ramene, misa and kanas kim ramene. The Gemara says if you're going to darshan like that according to Rabbah, we now have a source that misa and kanas you don't pay. So if that's true, there's no reason not to learn out from the Torah else in the Torah that misa and kanas you don't pay, and Rabbah sheet is by misa and kanas you do pay. So if this would be true, that you're darshan the pasuk this way, then we should learn out from here to everywhere else that misa kanas you don't pay. And since Rabbi does not hold like that, he holds misa kanas you do pay, must be he's not learning the pasuk like this. That's the worst. Not that according to Rabbi, we can't find the use for the pasuk. But the problem is if we find the use for the pasuk, we wouldn't stop there and say it's only unique to the case of Nar Marasa. We would say that by any case of misa kanas you don't pay. And if Rabbi is holding, we know that he's on record that misa kanas you do pay, apparently he's not learning the pasuk like this. So Mar says, so what's the pasuk for? So must the pasuk go? He's learning to keep it the mestiz. Okay, good. Tana Rabbanan. Kanas Sulami. Now the war is going to assume that is, we're talking in general, every Nara, he's Ma'anas the Nara, who gets the Kanas? So, Lavia, V'yeshemim La'atzo, the Brisa says, give it to her. The Brisa says, La'atzo, why? Why would you give it to her? The Pasuk says, you give it to the father. So, you're misunderstanding the Brisa. The Brisa is not talking about the case of the average Nara, it's referring to Hakab and Nara, Shanis Arsa, V'niskar Shaskina. The Brisa is talking about the scenario of she had been in Arusa once upon a time, and the Brisa is arguing the two opinions in Rabbi Kiva. Okay, Omer Abaya, Baal Leah Umesa. What? Baal Leah Umesa. The man was Ma'anasir, and before the father took him to Bezdin, the girl died. So Potter, she never, but doesn't Lavi Hanara, but Lavi Mesa. So the Pesach is telling me that he only has a kiyuv to pay. If when he gives the actual money, he's giving it to the father of the Nara. The Nara indicates that she's here living in the world. So in the case where the girl died before they collected the money, he would not have to pay. So the Gemara Milsa the Pshita le Labaya Mibor le the Rabba, that which Abaya assumes is clearly true. Rabbah is not so sure about. Okay. what do we see Rava saying that we see that Rava's not so sure? The boy Rava. Yesh bugger bekever or ain bugger bekever. Okay, so what's the luck of the case with the father? Let's change the scenario. The father, he was minus the girl, and the time they went to Besdin, the girl passed the point from being a Nara. So when a girl turns 12 years old, she turns 12 years old, we call 12 years old one day, when she starts her 13th year, she completes her 12th year, starts her 13th year, she becomes a Nara. She's a Nara for 6 months. After she becomes a Begaris.
You use the time, the age, but it's really a physical thing, right? Or that's like approximate age, or is it approximate physical thing?
There are simoni bagris, but in general, it doesn't go past 6 months. Okay, so she becomes a begaris before they actually go to Besdin. So the ma'isa of being ma'anis her was when she's a nara. The father loses all rishus over her when she becomes a begaris. So how can the father protect the knas? At the moment the Besdin is going to pass on the Chiyuv Kenaz, the father has no rishus over the girl.
Doesn't matter when it happened.
So the halacha is that if this is what happens, the girl gets the Kenaz. There's a Chiyuv Kenaz because he was minus a Nara, so there's a Chiyuv Kenaz. But all momentous which belong to the father reverts back to the girl herself. So she basically takes over that chiyuv that would have been to the father belongs to her. So now Rava wants to know what will be in a case where she dies before she becomes a begaris, but they do not get to the Besdin with the ma'anes until after the age she would have been a begaris. So in that situation, do we say that the 6 months is 6 months, and therefore we'll call it yesh bagar bekever, as it were? The concept of bagaris would apply. She's dead. She's not becoming a begaris, but the 6 months are up. That's it. If the father did not get him to Besdin during that time, no longer belongs to the father. Or no, that the concept of the bagaris requires that the girl is here and there's actual change from naras to bagaris, which didn't happen.
It sounds like in no case are we concerned about when the action took place as opposed to when it's being adjudicated.
Well, we are concerned when the action took place. If it happened when she's a begaris, if the oinus happened when she's a begaris, there's no chiyuv kenaz. But you're correct. Kenaz is unique because kenaz requires a chiyuv besdin. It's different than mamon. A person borrows money, they borrow money. The Torah gave chiyuv kenas. The Torah only gave the chiyuv kenas from the moment Besdin's mechayev, but in other words, because till then a person can remember kenas apotter. So till we learn out because it says asher yashin. The pasuk says asher. The pasuk by kefil it says asher yashin alehim shalom shtayim l'reyu. We need the Besdin to create the chiyuv. That's how we. The reason why Boimakas is potter, because when Adam coming to create the Chiyuv, that's the process of Besdin. When the person admits himself, the person normally admitting yourself means I have the knowledge without Adam. But Besdin, I don't need Besdin for that. Hidor is Hidor. So it comes out that the Chiyuv wasn't created by Besdin. There's no such thing as a Chiyuv by Kenas without a Besdin. So by Kenas, you cannot discuss a Chiyuv until Besdin creates it. And the time Besdin created it, it was the father had no rishus over her anymore, so it doesn't belong to the father. So that everybody agrees to by the case of Begaris. The only question is, what will be if she died during the in the interim. Now, the way Rabbi presents the question is that, so what's the shaila? So the Gemara presents the question, had she had a child, does this go to the child or does it go to the father? The boy Rabbi, yesh beggar bekever or ain beggar bekever, yesh beggar bekever v'dibino havi. So it means, once 6 months comes, the schus reverts to her. And now when Bezin's passing that chiyuv, it goes to her child, who represents her. Adilma ain beggar bekever v'daviya havi. Now, so the Mora says, well, we could ask the same question without saying the shayla does it go to her son. We could say the same question a different form. That if she has no son, so the shayla, does it belong to the father and he has to pay? Or does it belong to her and there's nothing? So Rava says no. Even if it would belong to her, so now the father would be Yerush. If she has no children, the father is Yerusher. Right? We could have understood that the Yesh Beggar Bekever, there's no Chiyuv at all anymore. Which the Mora is going to suggest in Lama Tesim and Aleph. Right now, Rav is assuming that it would generate, there would actually be a Chiyuv, and there's going to be Yerusha on the Chiyuv. The question is the Yerusha to if she has a son, to her son? Or no, there's no din Yerusha belonging to the father, and therefore, since it took place when the father was the one who was supposed to get it, that's enough. When Bezna passed the Chiyuv, they passed the Chiyuv to the father. So Mora says, she can't have any kids. Mima Abra, is it possible for her to become pregnant to discuss this issue of the Yerusha going to her son? So this is, again, this is really a side issue in the Shiloh. But Robert presented the child in the context of her having a son, the Mora challenges that. Vatani Rabbi Kamei de Rav Nachman, Rabbi quoted of Raisa. He says, Shalom Noshim Mashab Shem B'moich. The three women with Chazal allowed them to be Mashamash B'moich because of the way Rashi learns, because normally there's a problem that using a Moich, using some type of a material there to absorb the Zera, is a problem of being Mashlis Zera. But for these three, because of the danger involved, so Chazal would say it's mutter. But otherwise it's also, as the Rashi learns, Tos over here argues in Rashi, there's not an Isser to Mishamash B'moich. The issue over here is that these three are Mechuyiv to Mishamash B'moich because of the danger, because the mitzvah of taking care of themselves, but other women are permitted. So according to Rashi, it's also according to Tosfos to be mutter. Now you have to define exactly what a moich is. There's a Rashi in one place actually learns that moich was even, it wasn't b'shas tashmish. It was, she would put it in after tashmish to absorb the zera. Moich means soft material. Rashi learns it can't even have it in their b'shas tashmish. Okay, halacha l'maisa, you'll ask your rabbi. Ela ben katana muberes u'manika. So a girl is a katana. The man's married to a katana, and they have tashmish. So she uses a moich shem. It's aber b'tomus. We're afraid if she'll become pregnant, will endanger her life. Muberes shem teosa ubra sandal. If she's already pregnant, and the mishamish, and the drops of second pregnancy due to that, it will damage the first pregnancy.
What is it? A second pregnancy. Okay.
Manika shema tikmal espinu, that if she becomes pregnant, her milk supply for her child will end. She'll have to wean the child, and that's dangerous for the child. Child needs milk. Vezi ketana. So the Bryce continues and says, "What's a ketana?" Mibas achas esrei shana b'yom echad ashtem esrei b'shana b'yom echad. So from the age of 11 to the age of 12. Pachas mikain v'yesro kain mishameshes kedarka b'halechas dibur meir. So under the age of 11, we're not concerned about the possibility of her becoming pregnant. Over the age of 12, we're not concerned about her becoming pregnant because the body can handle it. Between the ages of 11 and 12 is when we're concerned. And that continues. Okay. The procedure should be that she should be mishamish kedarka. We don't get involved in trying to make these things. The Rosh Hashanah has the process of pregnancy is a normal thing. The Rosh Hashanah will take care. Okay. So the Morris says, so in general, the Morris is assuming that if she becomes pregnant when she's katana, the Gemara in Yevamos discusses it more, but the Gemara in Yevamos has two ways to learn Remeir. Is Remeir saying for sure if she becomes pregnant she'll die, so we cannot contemplate a possibility of her becoming pregnant as a katana and then being a nara and being nanas, she's not going to make it. So the Gemara says, okay, so it can't happen when she's a katana. Maybe it happens when she's a nara. Maybe what happened is that she became pregnant the first day she became a nara, and she gave birth while she's still a nara, and then she died. And during that time, someone was ma'anas her, and then she died, and then she became. Then we're discussing the period of Bagra is taking place in the kever after she died. And Morris says it doesn't work. She doesn't give birth within six months. We only have 6 months. Okay. So it's not enough time for her to become pregnant and give birth to a viable child in 6 months, and we can discuss the issue of having a child. Maybe you'll understand Shmuel means. Maybe Shmuel only meant it's not less than 6 months. Maybe it can be more than 6 months. Morris says, "Ha elaka amar." Shmuel said only. So it means that it's only 6 months and that's it. So discussing her having a child is not her having a child, giving birth to a viable child, and then dying. And then discussing becoming a begaris afterwards while she bekever, the morsel just practically doesn't exist. Ella, the morsel can be boiled. The question of Rava would be the following: Yesh beggar bekever upaka av until ain beggar bekever v'lo upaka av. The question is not whether the child takes over the schus, but does the father lose the schus? Because you yesh beggar bekever, so the schus refers to her. The father no longer has the schus to it. She's not around to get anything. So the person will not have to pay. Okay. Mar Ravashi bor lehachi. Mar Ravashi presents Rava's Shaila differently. So what's the Shaila? Misa Oysa Bagras or Misa Oysa Bagras? Take him. Abaya said, as soon as if it's Bola Mesa, the Loch is Pater. So basically, Misa functions equivalent to Bagras. It removes the father's schus. But the case of an actual Bagaris, the schus reverts to her. In case when she's dead, there's nobody to give it to. But Abai is assuming automatically Misa is Mafkia, the schus of the father. Maravashi learns that that's what Rabbi was asking. according to the version we have of Rava, Rava is assuming Nisa for sure does not remove the skus of the father. The question was, what would be if the subsequent passage of time removes the skus of the father? So then, but Marbar Rashi learned that the Rava's question was exactly this: does Misa remove the schus of the father? And that's what the Mora said. That's what the Mora meant before when it said that which Abaye assumes as Poshet, Rava is not sure about. Because according to the first version we have of Rava, it's not Rava is not sure about. Rava says for sure it's not true. Abaye says Misa removes the father's schus. Rava says no, it doesn't. But I have a new shaila. Maybe there's a din begaris later on which removes the father's schus. Right, but according to my Rav Ashi, that's exactly what Rav is considering, the possibility that does Misa remove the schus of the father or not. So where's this take? Okay. Zot Rashi. Kenosel me. Because chodaiter b'stam anusa koi. The more assume when asked the question that the regular case of a anusa, who gets the kenaz? The more says why should give it? Why some say you give it to the nara? But that doesn't make any sense. It's a case of the arusa. Okay. Boalel meso. Lehisbega avla hamida b'din atcher meso. The father did not take the perpetrator to Bezdin, the Ma'anes, until before the daughter died. Tobias says, Potter. Yeshbe Beger Bekever. In Mesib and Arus, the Rabbah says, what'll be? The girl died when she's a Naru. Actually, of the Bedin, before they went to Bezdin. But he is man by Grusa Bekever, and that the time that she would have become a Begeris already is now took place after she's dead. Michosha. Beggar or loy, does did a bagrus take place or not? Okay, Mefarish also on the Mahilas. The more is moving through to explain what's irrelevant. Yeshua Bekevra, Bechi Hecha, Dimla, he speak Alama Bedin Ashabogra, just like we learned. If they did not go to Bezin prior to her becoming a Begaris, Tana Kamon, Perak Narish, and he's Patsa, in the next parak it says, the Rehein Laatzma, Velolavia, the Kanat goes to the girl. So similar over here, Yesh Beger Bekever, Vahashanami, Bogar Bekever, or Beger Bekever, Mavkiya Kechav, she reaches the state of Bagris, so their father no longer has a schus. So what happens with it? Ubano Yoris Law, Imesh Leben. And if she has a son, so the child will go to her child. Where it says, Umima Abra Bekatnus. Is it possible for her to give come pregnant either in Katniss or Benaris? Because she bas Kanash, Taylor Benaris. Is it possible for during the time of Katniss or Naris, which that's when she could, there's a Chi of Kanas, for her to discuss the possibility of her being Muberis and giving birth? Shamshes Vemoich, Mutal and the Shamish Vemoich, Menem Enon Kimashkisa Zera. It's not considered destroying Zera, using a Moich. Shemiyas Uber Sandal, Shintis Abra Uber Sheni, if she becomes pregnant a second time, Poiches Hasheni as Suris Arishan, so the pressure of the one child will affect the other one. With Dermal Sandal, it'll affect the growth of the other child, Shudag Shemiyam. It'll come out looking not like a viable child. When she becomes pregnant, she stops producing milk. It's not good enough to use for milking, whatever she produces at that point in time. So he'll have to wean the child. The child will not have what to live on. Just regards to the idea of becoming Misaberis a second time, so it's clear from the Gemara.
Becoming Misaberis again.
It's clear from the Gemara Nida that women the Gemara talks about women who were muberes having the nida period. You know, up to 3 months after they would become muberes. We don't have that nowadays. Kveger has discussed the concept of Nishtana Vativim. Ramesha talks about it. The nature has changed. But if they became a nida, means they were ovulating. It means they could potentially become pregnant again. Under the age of 11, she won't become pregnant. Older than older than 12 years, she becomes have regular tashmish in tisaber lo tomus. She won't die. Ama bekatnus lo me abra, but getting pregnant in katnus will not be an ibur sheyavul chaleda, which will bring to birth ha betomus ktonis, because she's going to die. Okay. Fine, so it can't be when she's a katana. Maybe it's when she's a nara. B'chitema, b'vas semes rei shana b'yamechot, she gil yimei ha'na'urim, maybe it happened after she became a nara. Nis'abro, she came pregnant. And then when yalda b'naris, so she gave birth during the period of naris. U'mesa b'naris, then she died during the period of naris. And then we're discussing becoming a bagaris b'kever. Hanami lesa, that's not an option. There's only 12 months. Mishatavi shtei saris havi nara. A girl turns into a nara the age of 12 in conjunction with the physical simonim of shtei saris. A girl can develop Cyrus over there, those are not a simon of godless, of Naris. It's only from the age of 12 months, 12 years and on. For that point, that happens until Bagris is 6 months, of Suloy. So the way Rashi is learning, it sounds like a girl, the clock of 6 months starts ticking from the time she brings Shtei Saris. So she brings Shtei Saris 10 days after her, a month after she turns 12. She'll become a Megaris 6 months later, 7 months, the age of 12 years and 7 months. But she won't become pregnant until she brings Cyrus also. So you still have, you're still stuck with the same 12 months. Excuse me, 6 months, thank you. So that which it says from the 8 to 12 and onwards, we're not worried about her becoming pregnant. That's only been Mavia Shtei Cyrus, kind of Shitizab, come. That's, she's reached physical maturity beforehand. Until she brings the two stars, katana, and it goes into the rule of the katana, for katana, it's dangerous. So why are we focusing on the age? We have to focus on the saris as well. The point of that we're saying of the 12 years, because under the age of 12 years, even if she has some, what seems to be physical simonim of sar, they're not considered significant. Where says, okay, fine. So she can't become pregnant with a viable child, which you can discuss in the din of Yerusha. So the shaila is, do you say, Yesh Bagar Bekevra Paka Av, Paka Tvias Av, the father's right to make the claim is removed. So the Ma'anis wins. Shein baldinoi kayim. There's nobody to pay him. The girl is dead. The father has no schools anymore. Now Rashi says, why don't we say, okay, it doesn't belong, the father has no schools from his own, but the schools belongs to her. So let's take that schools which belongs to her and give it to her Yarish. Who's her Yarish? The father. She has no children. So Rashi Beknas Lav Mamon Hu La Risha Lavia Betaris Yerusha Kol Kama Dola Gabse. Till you reach a point where Bezin passes that you're mechuyev to collect it, and now it's in the world of actually collection of collecting, it doesn't have within a moment that there's a din Yerusha on it. So we're sort of changing now. We assumed before that there would be possible Yerusha from the girl to her son. Now we're saying that there's no din Yerusha on Kanas. Therefore, you can't give it to the father either through the concept of Yerusha. Maybe it doesn't happen, and that doesn't. Therefore, the father does not lose his skus when she becomes a begaret. Okay, let's hold it here. We have two more rashis to do.